Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Albena Ivanova, Director of Media and Entertainment and Strategic Products at Chaos. Albena, welcome and thanks for joining us. Can you give us a quick bio on yourself and a little background on Chaos?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. Well, quick bio, that cannot go very quick, but let's say I'm part of Chaos for the past almost 7 years. I am absolutely passionate about media and entertainment, but also about innovation, software, hardware, new products, AI, everything that can make someone's life easier and better. And when it comes to Chaos, Chaos has been around for much longer than I have. Well, not in terms of years lived. I'm not going to tell you those. But anyway, so Chaos is a software company. It was founded back in 1997, so a long time ago, here in Bulgaria. I say here because I'm here right now. In Bulgaria, it started with a product for smoke and fire simulation. But soon after came our flagship product called V-Ray, which is probably more popular in the industry. And a lot has happened since then. Long story short, we managed to even get a Tech Academy Award for V-Ray. We also got an engineering Emmy for V-Ray and what it has helped to do in the VFX industry. On the other hand, huge presence in the architecture and ArcVIS industry for V-Ray. But in the period since 2017, I think, comes the interesting part. We have merged with Enscape, which is a German company producing real-time render engine for the workflows of architecture, the AEC industry. So we merged back in 2022. And at that point, our team grew up to over 700 people because we also acquired Cylindo, a company headquartered in Copenhagen that was concentrated and still is on 3D commerce. Soon after, in 23, we added Axis Design, doing Anima to the family. So now we're a big family with 13 offices in 10 countries and over 700 people, but still with the same passion to, we call it, democratize the 3D industry. So we're trying to make people's life easier.
Fantastic. Wow. I don't often get to speak with Academy Award winners.
I know, awesome. Right?
Well, so that's not all you've been doing here. So as I've been working to schedule this podcast here, I've been following you on LinkedIn and highly recommend it. And you've had a whirlwind couple of months just with the industry events that you're engaged in here. Is this a busy time of year on your part of the industry, or is it just kind of business as usual in terms of being where the market needs you?
I wish I could say it's a busy time of year. It is not that. It's just been really, really busy in general. It is business as usual. I fly all around the world to meet with customers because this is super important. Also, the industry events gets you an idea of where the industry is going, what the challenges are, what the pains are. Also gives you the opportunity to hear some good stuff. Right now, we're working on a new project that we very recently announced called Project Arena for virtual productions. This has also been a very busy period for me because we're going and meeting with customers interested in that. But I would say business as usual.
Great. So you've hinted at a couple of the innovations here, and obviously with Academy Awards, content creators are depending on your solutions to really kind of push the limits and bring realism and innovation to what they're doing with compute visualization. Can you talk a bit about the workloads and why they challenge even the most high-performance computing platforms?
It's a combination of a lot of things. I would say on the rendering aspect, which is what we do, customers are indeed rendering larger and larger scenes every year. And we see that. And it's not like in the past where only films used to be rendered in very high definition or like for the cinemas. Now people have larger screens at home, so the quality has to be exactly the same for TV shows as well, even if it's not exactly the same, close enough. It's really a matter of large scenes, a lot of geometry, a lot of textures, a lot of lights. An ArcVIS scene could include a whole city block or few of them. A VFX scene could include particles or very detailed volumes. And all of that has to come in the very high quality that I mentioned. And it's not just the quality, but it has to be more accurate in terms of lighting material. So that's definitely a challenge on any hardware and software out there in order to be able to do that. And you have to do it faster. And you have to do it because it's a very fast-paced industry. Well, all of them, the segments are. So you really have to deliver fast, and with all the challenges that I mentioned, we have to make sure that our products are optimized, because also not every user or company has the same hardware or even working conditions that the other one has. That's kind of the combo that we have to face.
Well, I mean, when you think of it, the real world is a very complex, multidimensional place, and you have to be able to render that realism in a computer world, right?
Absolutely. And also there's real time now. So people want results faster. They want to be able to make more iterations. So you have to respond to those needs as well, and yet be as realistic and as accurate as possible.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the customer segments you reach and address with your products?
Sure. There are quite a lot, which is also super exciting for us, because actually we learn from one, can transfer this to the other, et cetera, et cetera. I would say our biggest one would be architecture. And interior design, in addition to that, architecture is one of the major architecture companies out there, thankfully, use our products. Interior design, I mentioned product design. I have signed so many NDAs in my life. We're not free to openly speak about everything, but from the shoes you wear, through the phone you use, through the clothes you wear, to the chairs you sit on, and the TV you watch, pretty much everything, and the toys kids play with. I've seen customers from all across the board. Automotive, of course, which also includes aerospace as well. Some really cool private jets. I use our software to be able to customize for their customers. VFX, which is kind of in my area. So visual effects, it's used for film, etc. But also there's a huge segment of advertising companies that use it. And with the addition of Cylindo to the Chaos family, we now cover product commerce as well. So yeah. Quite the significant portfolio.
Yes. Well, a lot of the fields you mentioned here, and especially when we talk about visualization, they're kind of at the forefront in the leading edge of AI adoption. How has Chaos approached AI integration into your suite of tools to enhance them and bring more value?
Yeah, as you accurately can guess, that's definitely a focus for us as well. What we have done is we have actually created a dedicated team doing AI. And we also have a team called the Innovation Lab. So those two teams collaborate, creating solutions, optimizing our solutions, and also doing research in the area of what can be done with AI. And I'm really happy to say that already we have done some very good advancements and have created optimizations that can help our customers. A few examples would include the PBR rendering. So that's text to materials. You can literally write the text and it can update your scene with the desired materials that you describe. Or smart scene populator, which is, imagine you have this huge building that you want to show to a customer and you don't have to populate literally every story of a skyscraper. So you just want to throw in something quickly so that it looks better. So you can do that with the context of the scene you want to include, be that a hospital, a school, or an office building. Another thing that we have been working on is a style transfer. So imagine you have a style that you like and you want to apply that to your scene. We have a smart way to do that. Lifestyle images, material aging simulator, a lot of things. If people want to find out more, there's a whole section about this on our webpage. So yeah, we're definitely digging deep into this and trying to find good solutions that would actually help artists save time, not replace them.
Excellent.
So that they can be more artistic and do what they want to do most.
Sure. More productivity and more time for innovation versus the basic blocking and tackling stuff, right?
Exactly.
You mentioned hardware infrastructure and the variety of the environments you end up landing on here. I know that Chaos and AMD have worked together to help optimize some solutions, right? Because you want to get the most out of whatever hardware you have in the environment here. Can you share a few details about what's been possible and some of the achievements?
Yeah, the cool part is that you can actually easily find it online, and I'll tell you how, so that I don't mislead anybody with numbers. But yeah, we have been collaborating for a long time, and I'm super happy with the partnership that we have and engineers before new hardware comes out, so that we can make sure that it gives the best possible value to the end user. And that collaboration has proven to be extremely good so far. We even broke a record together last year. The other thing that I find very interesting is that we're collaborating across sectors. The optimizations that we make together help customers across all segments. And we know that as a feedback from customers. When it comes to particular speed numbers, I cannot give you those, but it's very easy. If anybody who's interested, there is a benchmark that we do on our website. They can just put in their configuration and they will see the results for themselves. And again, We broke a record together last year.
Very cool. It's always good to be setting records. It's not quite as good as winning Academy Awards, but it's pretty rewarding. So what customer sets that you see most rapidly embracing innovation and pushing chaos to do more and to innovate harder?
This is the loveliest part of all, because there are such customers in every segment. And it's always a pleasure to collaborate with them, because you might think you delivered something great and then they come and they break it. And we love those guys, the ones that break stuff, because this gives us feedback. And also we try to really, really stay on top of things, follow the forums, we have customer groups in each of the major segments so that we make sure whatever they need, we can deliver. We cover both the needs of the larger ones and the smaller ones. And here is the tricky part, because the needs of the individual user are not the same as the need of the large enterprise or CPU or GPU users, or the ones who want to render offline, or the ones who want to do real-time rendering and still be less realistic or more realistic. Also, there are people who want to render in the cloud. So you have to make sure you support each and every one of those customers in the best possible way through your software. So yeah, quite a lot of corners to cover, but at the end of the day, it's worth it.
Fantastic. Where can listeners find out more about the solutions and engage with the Chaos team if they want to learn more?
It's a very easy thing. You just go to chaos.com. And I know it sounds chaotic, but it's just chaos.com. They can always reach out to me directly as well if they have any questions. But there are ways to reach out to us throughout the website. Or again, as I said, I'm always open to anyone willing to chat. So we'll be more than happy.
And there's a good chance they can meet you at any number of industry events in the upcoming week, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a very busy summer. So,
well, this has been a fantastic discussion, Albena. Thanks for sharing your insights and perspective with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.